watch how crazy perspective is. So, I'm 30 years old. I'm single. I live at home. I just spent the last year like running around trying to figure out stuff, and I'm back at home. My job is hard. All my friends are getting married and engaged, and I'm not. Life just every day feels the same somehow, sometimes. And sometimes I'm like, what the heck am I doing? Or I am 30 years old, you guys, and I live at home because I just spent the last year traveling around and doing whatever I wanted, meeting so many people, having so much flexibility, and now I get to live at home and try and save to buy my own place and spend this quality time with my family that I'll never have again. And I haven't met my person yet, which is so cool because I still get to fall in love for the first time with someone new.
Yeah, first version is reality. Second version is...
Copia. I can smell the copia. Hey, it is okay. We don't always get our way. But ease up on that copia.
Now, sweetie, listen. The wall is getting so close, you can actually smell the bricks.
Inevitable.
My advice, stop posting cringe on TikTok and move out of your mom's basement.
Bro, my homegirl's messaging me, right? And tells me a guy and her, you know, chatting on a dating app. I guess the guy's like, you know, hey, when are you free? I'm off Tuesday and Wednesday. And she goes, oh, Tuesday I have her doctor's appointment. Wednesday I can go out. I'm free. Bro, guy's yapping her on text Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Today is Wednesday. No message. Why are you messaging a woman asking when she's free if you're not gonna follow up?
Because he found a more attractive woman to go out with, or during those few days of texting, he decided he doesn't like her. Or both. Probably both. But by all means, continue to cringe.
It's just very weird. It's like, what are we doing? Like, we've literally lost the plot so bad. Like, but you know what it is? It's like, a lot of these guys out here nowadays, one, PORN has fried your brain, okay? Number two, you're listening to all kind of red pill podcast daddies that don't get baddies. You're taking their advice on what to do and how to get a baddie, and that, like, what? Number three, you've missed the fundamental stage. What are the fundamentals? The fundamentals are when I was a child growing up. When I was 14, 15 years old, bro, and I got a baddie's phone number in high school, you know what I had to do? I had to grow some balls. I had to grow some balls, and I had to literally call her house phone, not knowing if her grandmother was picking up, her grandfather, her brother, her sister, her mother, her father, and be like, hi, good afternoon. My name is Sebastian. I'm calling to talk to Jessica. Is she available? Because we went from that to you guys being like, well, if she doesn't message me first, da 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 da. Like, you know what it is? You guys are like overestimating the amount of opponents that there are out there. She's probably talking to other... Bro, do you know how many baddie homegirls I have that are strictly my friends?
What?
Do you know how many baddie homegirls I have that are strictly my friends?
Comrade, sounds to me like you're not getting any baddies either.
And so they can shoot it to me 100% that just... And they sit at home. They chill. They send me screenshots of guys being lame, guys not making plans, guys not like... The fact that, like, you guys start off in the red is very alarming. Why would I take her to dinner when she's texting 50 other dudes? Why would I take her to dinner just to be finessed for a meal? Bro, if you actually had game...
What?
If you actually had game...
Game, you say? Sebastian, is this your TikTok page and is this you?
Getting a manicure just to remember what it feels like to hold hands.
So, the guy who needs to get a manicure to remember how holding hands feels is gonna teach the rest of us how to have game and get baddies.
Oh, wait, you serious? Let me laugh even harder.
Sebastian, your services are not required.
Dismissed.
And you took...
Dismissed!
I love when men are like, your content would be better if you include men. Go follow a male creator then. I'm a woman. I'm going to talk about gender-based violence. We live in a patriarchy, so every single piece of content out there is essentially catered to men. There are thousands of industries cater to men. Most marketing is catered to men. You asking me to include you in my content about feminism is genuinely part of the problem. If you don't like it, go follow someone else.
A few moments later.
If men would actually listen to us,
whoa, 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 whoa.
Sweetie, didn't you just tell us to go listen to other men instead of you? What gives?
Guys would realize that feminism also benefits you. Feminism at its core is about dismantling existing structures that harm women. Also, on the flip side, it's about intersectionality. We don't like toxic masculinity. We don't like the fact that, yeah, men can't cry.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, right. You need us to dismantle a system that you're not strong and independent enough to dismantle yourselves.
Just like a woman.
But sweetie, let's use logic.
How dare
you? If what she said is true, and we live in a patriarchy, and everything is catered to us, why would I, as a man, help you dismantle that system that favors me? So I can cry like a little girl whenever life gets hard?
You're kidding, right?
Stop it. Get some help.
Nah. Me and a lot of other men like me actually like the fact that we can control our emotions. It's called emotional intelligence. As for your offer to join feminism, go kick rocks.
Do men notice when women are wearing fake eyelashes, or they have like fake boobs, or they've gotten a nose job, or their lips done?
Yeah, we do notice.
Or do men just say, oh my god, she's really pretty?
Nah. If a woman had that much work done, a lot of us won't be saying she's so pretty. Some of us are gonna be like,
brother, what's that? What's that, brother?
Well, some of us are gonna be like,
I'd fuck her. You'd fuck her, wouldn't you?
And that's about it.
And that's the bottom line, 'cause Stone Cold said so.